This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. I turn it over to my good friend and technology expert, Ms. Latasha Butler, for Ladies Talk Cyber.
As always, thank you, David. And now, introducing Romero Davis of Real World MMA Fight Center. I just felt a need to go ahead and do the intro. I've always wanted to do that. Now, on a more serious note.
Hi, Romero. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good.
I'm so excited to have you as our special guest on Ladies Talk Cyber to discuss the unfortunate trend of bullying and cyberbullying that is very prevalent today.
From what I understand, you have a very good background in this area, and there's a reason why you started your business doing this MMA to help other kids and other people with dealing with bullying and cyberbullying.
Well, MMA is martial arts.
Okay.
Okay. So MMA came from the word mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts.
Basically, you're taking all the art forms of martial arts, boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, just a few examples, wrestling, even grappling, and mixing it. So that's where the MMA came from. What a lot of people don't understand is how disciplined and how traditional MMA is, because it came from your Taekwondo, your karate, your judo, which are those are the very traditional, old-fashioned martial arts. So okay. MMA is a more modern term, but with very, very traditional background.
Okay, good to know. I never thought about it. I love MMA. I like to watch the fights. I know I'm a participant myself.
Okay.
but I really, really love it. And I think it's just very good for your health. And overall, it's like a get everything yes. in and just knock it all out. And you just feel great after doing it. So can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Well, I started as a child.
Oh,
in martial okay. arts. So I've been doing it all my life. Mm-hmm. Didn't get into it for the traditional or the reason of, oh, I was bullied, but just always found a fascination with it. But once I started, my mom said, listen, if you're going to do this, you're going to put 100% into it and you're going to get your black belt,
nice.
Which I knew I was going to get my black belt regardless. But my mom raised me in a way where when you start something, you finish it.
I like that.
And yeah. So through martial arts training, through keeping me out of trouble mm-hmm. and things of that nature, I realized at a very early age that this is something that could help many people in different ways. Some may get into martial arts for self-defense. Some may get into martial arts just for the simple fact of self-esteem and self-confidence, which we need that in every aspect of our life.
Yes, we do. Definitely. And did you open up your business to, like, what was your why? Why did you open up?
I opened up to teach. I enjoyed teaching.
Okay.
You know, again, even at 16, I was already assisting and teaching classes with my instructor. So and competing, of course. But I think the relationship, the communication, the involvement. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for. The involvement with other people and their progression.
Right.
That's what got
seeing them grow and being that coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
People need that. With your background, in addition to that, you have a background in the police officer.
Yes, I'm executive protection officer, enforcement officer, as well as a private detective, and as well as I've trained many, many law enforcement officers in what we call I like to call it street combat training, from Hollywood Police, Margate Police Department, BSO. It goes on. The list
right.
goes on, and the it's something that has spawned off and kept me involved with the community even more.
Right. No, that's awesome. So you actually understand the need, in addition to just it being just a training course, but you also understand the need in community and society, being that you have a
yes.
law enforcement background.
Yes.
And would you say specifically, like dealing with kids, for example, because I know you have a lot of kids come through. And, you know, they're getting trained for whatever reason, whether, you know, it's some discipline issues, or confidence or whatever it is. Nowadays, there's a lot of, say, like bullying going around, different than it was, I would say, back in my day. Now, with the integration of technology, there's a lot of.
Yes, bullying has gotten to be an all time high. It's an issue that's it's overwhelming in school. And I really, really. I'm trying my best to combat that, if I should say that word, mm-hmm. The bullying, because I have designed what I call a macho program. And macho stands for MMA can help others.
Oh, I love that.
And that's something. And again, I haven't put it out there as far as, you know, publicity wise, but the program that I use, and even bringing it up, because we just came, you know, off of February 14th. Mm-hmm. with the MSD, when that tragedy happened, I implemented the macho program, and a lot of students who were having difficulties going back to school, difficulties, you know, communicating and mingling with their peers. They came in, they started training. And again, with mixed martial arts, it's not about the punch and the kick and the elbow. We use those as tools to teach self-confidence, self-esteem, discipline, mm-hmm. focus. So as far as better grades and becoming better people, it's through those techniques that they're learning that they learn to apply in their everyday life.
That's great. And do you find that you have actual bullies come through this course as well? Or is it just people that are being
bullies
bullied?
Don't come through. The ones who are being bullied do come through.
Okay.
And, and that's where the macho program takes effect.
Right.
And bullying has become, like I said, it has become a very, very major problem in every school, from elementary, middle school, high school. And there's no city that's exempt. You know,
yeah.
we have this stigma that we think that Things like this only happen in certain areas. This is happening.
It's across the board.
It's across the board. Unfortunately. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah. And there was this video that I know, you know, was shared where this kid was being bullied. And unfortunately, it's not just being bullied by kids, but it's also being bullied. And with the use of technology and recording it, it's spreading all across the internet.
It's across the internet. And that child, I don't know what school he attended, but that video was already in school before he went back to school.
See,
you know, and that's another problem, which also connects into with teenage suicide.
Yeah,
because that's where this kind of thing ends up, because he's embarrassed, he's
get depressed. Okay,
and you know, it's something that I don't understand how. Because I think a lot of this has to do with, again, starting at home, how we're teaching our kids as far as self-defense, because across the board, even in schools, they have this no fight policy. Mm. But we live in a different world.
We do.
We live in a different world, and we have to be very careful how we teach our kids when we tell them no fighting, because the child takes that to heart. And even in the video, because I've seen the video and I've listened to it, he said, "I can't fight."
So he knew. He always felt defeated.
But he took it from even out of school. He took that.
Right. He wasn't even in school.
I can't fight.
Right.
You know, and even the children in the background recording were saying, "We're not in school. We're not in school."
So in that video, he was saying, you know, "I can't fight. I can't fight." But in his mind, if it were, "Hey, I'm defending myself."
Exactly. Exactly. I truly believe he thought he was going to get in trouble for defending himself. And again, that's the mixed message we're sending to our children when we say no fighting.
Right.
You know, but like I said, we do live in a different world, and many parents have decided, and they understand, that they have to be very careful with the words they choose when they tell their children about self-defense, because ultimately you have the right to defend yourself, and sometimes you have to defend yourself.
Definitely. I'm a strong believer in that.
He needed to.
He did, yes. And you know what the thing is? I mean, watching the video, it was very upsetting. And you see this time and time again. And it's just the poor kid was standing there by himself. There was, what, 5 other kids there?
At least.
And they even had the kid kneel down like he's subservient to it.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand how kids, bullies, I mean, bullies exist from, we get bullied as adults, we get bullied as kids, but to that extent where it's no longer just talking.
Right. And we're in a different world, because ironically, what I know many people didn't see is the bully was being bullied.
Really?
Because the bully was being told what to do.
That's true.
By another child.
And he even pushed him.
And he said it, because the kneeling on the ground was not the bully's idea.
It was the other guy.
The bully didn't even really want to hit him. He was encouraged and provoked to hit him. Slap him, actually, mm-hmm. 3 or 4
he did
times.
Slap him.
Because what he did was he smacked him once, pushed him into the grass, into the bushes, and he was ready to stop. And you hear in the background, no, go, get him, fight back, da da da.
They're egging him on.
Right. So, and obviously some type of control was had by the recorder, if I may use that word.
Right. And even some of the remarks that I heard him talking about, I was like,
yes.
If he were in a different neighborhood saying some of that stuff, he would have been beat down. He wouldn't be trying that.
Right.
So, you know, it's just some of these kids, we are in different times. I don't know why and what the disconnect is of these bullies and why it's so more prevalent today. Or is it just that we didn't get it back then as much because we have tech today?
You know, I teach a very strong MMA program, and it's very, very disciplined. It's very, very demanding.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're living in a time where our children are soft.
Well, I agree with that.
Our children are soft, and mm-hmm. they're being parented in a soft manner. Parents need to be parents and not friends.
Agreed.
And again, there's so many elements of why. What we're getting from the kids is what we're getting. You know, there's so many reasons why. Parenting, trying to be friends with their kids, kids trying to fit in with their peers. You know, it goes on and on. And the bullying only happens because that person don't want to be bullied. You know, it's like when as far as going to jail, or to prison. You know, the untold code is you go in and you do to someone else before they do it to you. Mm. So I think with the bullying, it's the same
thing. That's a good point. Wow.
It's, you know, they go, let me seek out someone weaker and smaller than me.
Right.
So I can bully him so I don't get bullied.
Yeah.
It's, you know, again, I've worked with teens for a long time, and I've come to realize and come to understand how they think. And again, another reason why I got involved with martial arts, because it was a way to connect and to stay involved and to be able to reach out and reach kids who need it. You know, I was lucky. I never needed to use martial arts because I was being bullied, but I saw where others would have to.
Right. Well, and I think just me knowing you, you're very confident, right? And I don't know if you were like that also when you were younger, because you had a tough mom,
right?
Sounds like that actually, or, you know, helped reinforce some of those principles and discipline. And today, you know, I know, you know, a lot of parents are either single parents or their households are a little bit, the dynamics are different. Everybody's busy. There's technology and the kids are just off living their life, right?
Yes.
They're not being raised.
Yes. And again, it goes back to, because again, my mom and dad divorced, but my dad was very much into my life.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But what I see now is where the minute you see a child being bullied or a bully acting the way that child was acting, it's where's the dad? And I have to tell you, women have every much ability to raise a child singly on their own. Me, mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. To where it's not because there's no dad
right
in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way the child's being raised.
Right.
And I want to give moms a credit, you know, a lot of moms credit, because many moms can do it, and they are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad may be in the picture, he may not. But we got to stop blaming there's no father. And does it help? Absolutely. Does a male figure help? And again, teen boys try to reach out to a positive role model or have a positive role model. That does help. But you know, we got to stop blaming there's no dad.
Right.
You know, that's not it. It goes way deeper than that.
Right, definitely. And when it comes to the kids, I think also like paying attention to what's going on, talking to the kids, because the kids, they're on social media all the time.
Yes,
their brain is processing it differently.
That's how they communicate.
Right.
They don't talk to each other in school. They'll literally be texting each other from class to class.
Right. So it's also, I think, from a psychological perspective, like a disconnect between caring about how you may make somebody else feel. And I thought it was a great point. That is like either them or me.
Yes.
And for the softer people that are maybe a little bit more caring, they will only do what you let them get away with, because they can sense. It's almost like they can sense somebody that they can bully.
Right.
But once they realize, okay, I'm going to be as crazy as you are, then they'll leave you the heck alone.
And ironically, on this whole fight that's going viral, they were at an apartment complex. So the child who was being bullied, he showed up. He showed up with the more likely, I would have to imagine, with even though he knew I'm probably going to get bullied, I'd rather be there in that atmosphere to almost in a sense be accepted, or let's get this over with, and so I can be friends with them,
right?
Because you know, it's very different how these kids are growing up and the things that they tend to do just to fit in. Because I said they were in an apartment complex.
It was a group thing.
So
yeah, he could have stayed in the house.
He could have stayed home, and he didn't.
But he wanted to, instead of being called a chicken or whatever.
Right. Maybe I can talk my way out of this. But why even, you know, again, we got to look at, why is this child even wanting to be friends
with people like that?
With mm-hmm. kids like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he does.
Because there's something missing inside.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
Right. So then, when he got out there, also my concern is, what if they really hit him? What if they started punching him? We've seen this at some of these schools.
It could have been a very bad, because nobody was around, just kids. And it could have been a very bad situation. Absolutely.
Because I've seen, and I know there's another one, you know, in a school close to here, where it was like after school and the kid, actually, I think they got their nose broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, they just ganged up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, they had the wrong kid.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything from a legal perspective that you know of, like dealing with law enforcement? What can families do? You're feeling like you don't, you want to fit in and stuff, but there's, It's almost like it's a wild, wild west right now.
Yes. And some of our laws, you know, and without getting so deep into it, some of our laws are set up and they end up being beneficial for the bad guys, you know, so and that's another issue, that's a whole other topic and that type of, yeah. You know, so a lot of, you know, with that child. And again, I'm not sure, but what I have heard, he got a misdemeanor for that.
For breaking the kid's nose.
Well, no, the fight.
Oh, this one. Yes. Okay.
A misdemeanor.
Okay.
That was much more than a misdemeanor.
Yes, it was.
So there you go. That's like a smack on the hand. You know, what does he do for a misdemeanor? Community service, community hours, possibly. But I think if the consequences were more severe.
Definitely agree.
I think that some of these kids wouldn't do what they do. But because they know, that's going to happen to me. But I mean, we are trying to get in a more, controlled type of consequence, because with threats and bullying in the schools now, they are more harsher consequences for those type of things. You know, charging kids as adults and a felony, you know, a school threat, things of this nature. That's bullying. When you threaten a school, you're bullying the whole school.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get these bomb threats and other threats and. What kind of advice would you give any of these children or anybody that's suspecting of them being bullied, potentially being bullied?
Well,
or
again, with bullying, it's also, again, it's a self-confidence start. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest teens get involved in some type of martial arts, mm-hmm. boxing, even kickboxing, MMA. You know, it doesn't have to be MMA. It could be judo. It could be jujitsu, it could be anything, because this will build your confidence.
Right.
It will build your confidence. And again, it starts with you. It starts with the child.
Okay.
Standing up for yourself, self-respect is something that is very much needed to be instilled in kids today.
What do you suggest for any children that are being bullied, kid that was out there? Would you say he did the right thing by not fighting, or?
Well, no, because what happened to him, it may happen again, and it might be a different shot.
Right.
You have to nip that in the bud. You have to show that you're not going to tolerate it.
So, because there's obviously some history prior to that, right? So it's at one point where they started to probably just start to pick at him, and then he didn't demonstrate the confidence.
Right.
And then it escalated.
And they knew each other. They were not strangers. Zhao said, "You keep running your mouth. If you say this, if you say it again," that type of thing. So they know each other.
Okay.
You know? So he's going to see him every day.
Recordings. Is there anything that you know of that they can do? Because once this material's out.
Well, yes. I think, again, children recording fights and sending fights or that type of thing. I know in schools now, children are getting in trouble.
They are great. I was going to ask
that. They are being held accountable. Or recording.
Right, because you're guilty by association. Right.
And I think if it becomes a more severe punishment, they won't record.
Right.
And if you know, and it should be a punishment for sending.
Mm-hmm.
If you send it, you know. So those measures are, I think, in place. And as we speak, they're
starting to make changes.
Make changes, yes.
I'm very happy to hear that. I know there's some concerns about them going to school. You know, we have the shootings, we have all this other stuff going on, and there's a lot of reservation about it, right? Going to school.
Yes.
And
homeschooling became very
popular. Homeschooling, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It became very popular because of that type of situation that happened, that we just can't let it happen again.
Not at all. Kids should be able to go to school in a safe space and get educated and not have to worry about all of this.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Any advice you'd like to give the community?
I think a lot of problems that we're having with our teens and our young kids is because of lack of, creativity. We as kids, we could go outside and have a ball, you know, give us a basketball or a football or whatever. Kind of off topic, but the e-bikes.
Oh, the e-bikes.
It's across every city, Boca, Cold Springs, Parkland. These kids on these bikes that are going 45 miles an hour. And we're talking 11 and 12 year olds.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And they're going into traffic. They're doing wheelies.
I saw one this last weekend. I saw a kid run across the street with their bike.
Deliberately.
Yes. And everybody else was egging them on. And he went and hit the car with his bike and then run off.
Again, a type of bullying. Bullying has a different face of today. We're used to the bully who beats someone up.
Right.
That's a traditional bully. But look, you just said it. One child was being egged on by many to go do something.
Right.
He was bullied.
And the adult got out of the car and looked. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, this poor kid, he doesn't know if that was somebody that could have pulled a gun on him.
Right. You know, so sometimes the bullying isn't as harsh as we think it is, but they're being bullied. But with the e-bikes, I think if we could find some type of program, event, monthly event, once a month, to probably bring all these kids together, have an event, have a competition of some type. The tricks they're doing in the middle of the street, let's put them on a track somewhere where they can do it. So I think, you know, it would take a lot of work and a lot of organization, but I think that might help with this out of control. Let's just jump on our bikes on a Friday afternoon and just 10 kids at a time, let's just storm the streets.
Right.
You know, they had a park to go to, an e-bike park or e-bike center.
Those are great ideas. Very good ideas. I would love to help facilitate helping with that, because these kids, they need something to do. They need to get out the streets and they need to redirect that creativity. I like to call it creativity, even though it's not in the best place.
Right.
Somewhere else. Right.
And the parents have to stop and without realizing it. When you say, oh, kids will be kids, you can't say that. Because we didn't jump out into the middle of the street when we were kids.
No, and respecting adults. That's one thing I have found also, that they're not really respecting adults and, you know, the superiority of that or anything.
Starts back at home.
Got it.
Somebody's not being respected at home, or parents trying to be friends with their children and not be their parent.
Right.
And friends argue.
Right.
Okay. Friends argue. Friends bicker back and forth.
That's
where you're getting that bickering back and forth from the child and the parent. Because the parent's too busy trying to be the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So the child looks at every adult
as
an equal. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention some of the TV shows, cartoons, everything else. They're just all promote how kids are smarter than the adults, which is not true, obviously. you know, there's power in having adult and having adult experiences. Kids don't know what they don't know yet.
Right.
So, well, I very much appreciate your time. I think this is a phenomenal thing that you're doing for the community. I am very excited to share and help in any way that I can to make this happen. Okay, so how can people find you?
Well, I'm located in Cold Springs, 11322 Wiles Road, Cold Springs, Florida. Also, you can go on Instagram at @TeamRaw_MMA. Send me a message there. I'm on Facebook as well, Romero Davis. You can find me there. And I'm willing to help anyone in need who has an issue or having a problem with bullying, having a problem with self-esteem. My doors are always open. And again, the Macho program, MMA Can Help Others, I think that would be a program that I would recommend for any parent who has a child who's experiencing bullying and doesn't quite know what to do, or they feel their hands are tied.
These kids need more help. And I hats off to you for everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Romero.
Call me anytime.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Ladies Talk Cyber with your host, Tasha B., powered by South Florida Community Roundup Show.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business every
day. Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.